T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of the questions on the ballot in Philadelphia would create an Office of the Victim Advocate to provide a voice in City Hall for crime victims. Now, this would be separate from a similar office over the entire state. But as KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg tells us, not everyone is on board with this idea.
As of Monday, 386 people have fallen victim to homicide in Philadelphia, a 39% increase over this time last year.
When that mother or that father loses a loved one, they should have the support that they need.
Philadelphia City Council member Kenyatta Johnson is chair of the Special Committee on Gun Violence. They pushed forward ballot question number 2 to create an office in City Hall to be the voice of victims on issues of justice reform and to provide referrals for services.
Sometimes the system works and other times it becomes a stumbling block.
Aleda Garcia is a proponent of OVA. She runs the National Homicide Justice Alliance. But Abriana Morgan of Reclaim Philadelphia, a group calling for defunding police, says vote no on ballot question 2.
I have a number of reservations about a government-run service.
6 city-funded community groups already provide victim services, and it's unclear how OVA would impact their work. Other questions on the ballot relate to the creation of a Citizen Police Oversight Commission and the elimination of stop and frisk. Cherry Gregg, KYW News Radio.